Next question is Ralph Esquire, Esquire. This is a consultation. Request by Dr. Sam Bono. Reason for consultation: cardiac dysarrhythmia. Evaluation for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation. History: patient is a 78-year-old male, recently completing a palpitation, shortness of breath and dizziness and fatigue period. The patient underwent a heart mount study by Dr. Bono that showed one-third of the heartbeat is PVCs with episodes of ventricular couplet spidemnes and PVCs period. Patient is referred to me for evaluation of cardiac dysarrhythmia period. Patient has normal left ventricular function by echocardiogram period. Patient denied syncope period. Current medication, atorvastatin 80 mg daily, hydralazine 25 mg, 2 times daily. Losartan hydrochlorothiazide 100-25 mg daily. Tamsulosin 0.4 mg daily, multivitamins period. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Social history, no history of smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Family history, no history of premature coronary and issues of cardiac dysarrhythmia. Review system in general, denial, recent weight gain, or weight loss, inhibition of hearing impairment, cardiovascular, aspirin history, pulmonary, no history of pneumonia, COPD, abdominal history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, estimated no history of arthritis. Neurological now, history of seizure disorder, TIA. Examination, blood pressure 130 over 80, pulse 70, respiration 16. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear bilaterally, heart is irregular, no murmurs or gallop, abdomen soft, normal active bowels, some estimated no edema. Quick impression number one. Frequent PVCs and ventricular couplets. Number two, hypertension. Number three, hyperlipidemia. Recommendation: patient has frequent PVCs. Discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiological studies and possible ablation for PVCs. Procedures can benefit discuss with the patient. Possible risk included but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart, period. Please send a copy to Dr. Sam Bono.